Welcome to the Photo Booth International Podcast, live from Dallas, Texas. Find us online at photoboothinternational.com.
Welcome back to the Photo Booth International Podcast. I am your host, Jasmine Pather. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Today's topic is about keeping things simple, okay? I know that as a brand new photo booth owner, things can get overwhelming pretty quickly. You might feel like you have to learn all of the features all at once and that you have to go ahead and start working events right away, but in this episode, I want to remind you that it's okay to keep things simple, okay? So what do I mean by that, right? Your definition of simple is going to be different from another person's definition of keeping things simple. The way I see it is if you give yourself some room to learn and grow and learn about how to set up your photo booth, what you need to do for that first event, how is it that you're going to present, you know, the layout options for your potential customer, all of those things, you know, if you just take some time to learn that and just take it step by step, but also keep things simple, that goes a long way. So the first thing that I think I see too many people doing is that they're worried about the wrong things. They're worried about learning how to use green screen, how to use GIFs, how to use more advanced features within the software, but they don't quite know how to use the basic feature that they're going to need to know for every type of event, right? So just taking a moment to first off, learn how to set up your photo booth. I think learning to do that gives you so much confidence, and you really need to get to a point where you don't have to second guess what part goes where. If you bought a photo booth from us, we give you access to tutorial videos that show you exactly how to put the booth together, how to break it down, how to actually load it onto your travel case. And so I just recommend, you know, playing those videos, stopping where you need to, practicing as you're doing it, and then just getting to a point where you don't need to refer to a video and you could do it potentially with your eyes closed. That's going to be the first step, is learning how to actually put together that photo booth, break it down, load it onto your vehicle. Things like that are going to go a long way. Now, once you have that down, you're feeling confident about putting together the booth, the next thing that you'll want to do is just get to know your software, right? We primarily use Darkroom Booth, and there's tons and tons of features within Darkroom. It can be a great thing and also a little bit of a scary thing for a new photo booth owner, because there's so many things that you can edit and adjust within Darkroom. It can get overwhelming, but just reminding you, learning the basics, learn how to load a template, learn how to print a 4x6 basic template, learn how to reprint a photo if someone were to ask you to reprint a photo. These are all scenarios that could happen, you know, within a regular event, right? So just taking the time to go through their tutorials. They have tons of tutorials on YouTube. They have a really great page on their support website that has several step-by-step tutorials with pictures and videos. And so if you just take time to do that, that goes a long way. Now, I also have seen people book events literally the day after, a few days after receiving their photo booth, but they've never used a photo booth before. And this is where I can sense like huge panic, right? Because maybe it's a paid event, maybe it's a wedding, a lot of these events that we're working are very special events that can't be repeated, right? And so that adds a lot of pressure to working a first event, like when you don't really know your photo booth. So, you know, if at all possible, I just recommend not doing a paid event until you have some of these basics down. Because like I said, once you have the basics down, then you can sort of begin to advance on your skills and learn how to use those extra features like the green screen or video or whatever it is. Things don't really have to be difficult, right? If you just give yourself time, then you can master that, and that first paid event that you do will go so much smoother. You'll come across with so much confidence. People can sense that, okay? The first event that I did, it was kind of one of those things where I wasn't prepared and I felt nervous, and I felt like the people at the event could sense that, okay? People can sense if you're confident or not, and just don't make that mistake of buying a photo booth and then working your first event the next day unless you already have experience, right? We do have customers that already have purchased a photo booth in the past. They already know the software. So for those people, I understand if they already have an event lined up within a week of receiving that photo booth, that's no problem. But yeah, just keeping things simple. That's really the key. Now, the other thing about Darkroom or any other software for that matter is they offer tons and tons of different template designs. So some offer, 4x6 templates that kind of have a collage built into them with 3, 4, 5 pictures. And then there's others that are the photo strips where you can do 2 pictures, 3 pictures, 4 pictures. And so, I mean, if you're looking at Darkroom, they have, probably close to 100 different templates, right, that can potentially be printed. So that's too complicated. That's too complex. So I think that, again, referring back to keeping it simple, if you have a customer that you're working with, ideally what you want to do is keep it simple for them. Give them 2 4x6 options and 2 photo strip options that they can pick from. You can keep it simple by just taking a screenshot of what each of them look like. And you can incorporate this into your rental contract that you send over to them, right? If you purchased from us, you do have access to our rental contract, and we actually have a screenshot of the same 4 template options that we would provide to the potential customer or to the customer. Now, by doing this, instead of giving them 100 options to choose from, you're limiting them to just 4. Okay. Now, the 4 that we picked, we found to be some of the most popular. Okay. So they're not missing out on anything. And sometimes we would get maybe like 1 out of 100 customers say that they didn't like any of those, and they would maybe send us an example of what they were looking for. In that case, that's no problem. But when you give people too many options, it's overwhelming. they get into analysis paralysis and they can't make a decision. So again, just streamlining that process of sending them a rental contract that has 4 examples of 4 different templates that they can pick from, and then leaving room for them to select which one and telling you what they want on it is an example of keeping things simple. And not only is it going to keep things simple for the customer, it's also going to keep things simple for you, right? Because the more simple that you present that information to the customer, the easier it is for them to give you that information that you need, and the easier it will be for you to put together that template and just keep going, right?